Just about 34 million people are on the roads this Memorial Day weekend, the most since 2005 and the second highest total on record. According to AAA, gas prices are the cheapest they've been in 11 years, helping to boost auto travel. The cost of fuel is on average 45 cents a gallon lower than it was a year ago. Well, in the not-too-distant future, we may all be making that trip to the beach or that family picnic in our cars, but we won't be driving them. Most major automakers and a lot of other smaller players are developing driverless vehicles, and the members of the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers estimate that up to 75% of all vehicles will be autonomous by 2040. Sound unrealistic? Bruce Gellerman from Here and Now contributor WBUR reports that part of that future is on the road right now.
I got the Tesla for environmental reasons primarily, but it's also the safest car on the road.
Jeff Manning owns a Tesla Model S. The electric car already incorporates many of the advanced technologies futurists say will help untangle traffic and perhaps even eliminate road fatalities. Nearly 90% are driver-related. This model is expensive, but government incentives help Manning afford his Tesla, and solar panels on the roof of his home in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, supply free energy. He even makes money selling excess electricity back to the grid.
It's a stylish car. It can fit my family and a great deal of luggage.
It can fit you.
It can fit me. I'm 6'7", and I can't fit in a Volt. I can't fit in the Leaf. I can't fit in the Toyota Prius, and that's why one of the reasons I got this car.
The luxury sedan has a longer range than other electric vehicles, and it does what few other cars today can do. It's a semi-autonomous vehicle. When the autopilot software is switched on, computers and sensors take over. The car drives itself. You said it, but don't forget it.
The driver doesn't need to be laser-focused on the road. They can be focused on the road, but not laser-focused. You're not steering using the brake only if it's a red light.
Take him for a spin?
Absolutely.
As Manning reaches for the door, sensors anticipate his approach. The handle pops out to meet his hand. And like magic, the rearview mirrors unfold. Automotive history fades into the distance. The future is automated.
Let me buckle in. Okay, let's...
All right, let's do it. Now, the car is on. You can't hear anything, but the car is on right now.
The car is on.
The car is on right now. So I'm going to push the brake so we can get in gear.
0 to 60 in under 4 seconds. Heading east on a busy highway, the car's radar and laser system sense the surrounding vehicles. Jeff Manning sets the speed and distance he wants to be from the car in front and flicks on the autopilot software. Sensors lock onto the painted lines on the roadway, keeping the car in the middle of its lane. Manning puts his hands on his knees, turns to me, and smiles.
Your hands are off the wheel.
My hands are off the wheel. I'm not pressing the brake. I'm not pressing the accelerator. The cars in front of us are slowing down. We're slowing down.
Traffic speeds up. We speed up. Manning signals. When the car senses it's safe, it switches lanes all by itself, merging with traffic seamlessly. Every once in a while, autopilot reminds Manning to touch the steering wheel. The car is checking to make sure he's still attentive and ready, just in case.
I think the steering wheel at some point will go away, and you will type on a screen or say out loud, take me to so-and-so, and it will take you there.
Mounted inside Manning's car are 6 small sensors and cameras that are not standard equipment. They're supplied by an MIT research lab. Manning is participating in an experiment to measure not the vehicle's behavior, but his.
So it takes a video of my eyes and to see where I'm looking. And I'll take a video of my hands and the speedometer, and I'll take a video of where we're going. So it has all this information that I can extrapolate however they want to use it.
What does this change? It changes everything.
Brian Reamer is associate director of the New England Transportation Center. It's based at MIT, where he's a research scientist studying human behavior in autonomous vehicles.
It changes how we move. It changes how packages move. It changes how we behave. It changes the future of old age. It changes everything. But there are going to be some difficult growing pains along the way. They're policy. They're societal.
It was Reamer's lab that installed sensors and cameras inside Jeff Manning's Tesla. Data showing how the driver was interacting with the semi-autonomous auto. Developing the hardware is a lot easier than programming the software to make ethical decisions that could be a matter of life and death.
We look at distraction today. It's a problem on the road. What does automation do? It allows us to do more, most of the time safely. However, when the automation determines that it's reached a situation outside the programmer's view of the world, the automation will make very different decisions than we do, or the robot's making good decisions.
If a kid suddenly jumped into the middle of a road, would an autonomous vehicle sacrifice the child to save its passengers? Brian Reamer is also concerned with the economic consequences of driverless cars. No drivers, no fees from driver's licenses. And since autos will be programmed to obey traffic laws, there would be no speeding tickets. State revenues will take a hit. And do we even need police to monitor traffic?
There's a big question. Will traffic congestion decrease or increase as we automate more? So let's fast forward to some point in the distance where I'm no longer responsible for driving. I have a fully autonomous vehicle that shuttles me to work, that instead of sitting in the parking lot waiting for me, goes and picks my wife up at home and takes her to work. The model of that is an increased traffic flow.
More traffic, but less roadway congestion. It's one vision of a transportation future rapidly coming down the pike, as clean energy autonomous vehicles replace our current fleet of not-so-smart gas guzzlers. Every major auto company is getting into the act, but upstarts like Tesla, Apple, and Google are paving the way. And digital technology is driving the change to new business models as automakers become mobility enablers.
Now, the real core question becomes, do we move and continue down a society built upon vehicle ownership, or do we move to one that is based upon ride sharing? They probably more tilt to the ride sharing now, but that's against the basic culture that has existed in this country for decades.
I think self-driving is just taking all the fun out of driving cars.
Barry Steinberg owns Direct Tire, a chain of Eastern Massachusetts auto repair stores.
You know, how can you have fun by just sitting there not doing anything? It's the engagement in the automobile. You're not going to have that anymore?
Will you be able to read your paper, listen to music, go to sleep?
I'd rather do that in a chair at home than in my car.
Hold on to your seat and buckle up. There are at least half a dozen companies designing flying cars, including Terra Fugia. The Massachusetts-based firm envisions vehicles that will rise above roadways, vertically taking off and landing, unfolding wings and whisper quiet, whisking us into the future. For Here and Now, I'm Bruce Gellman.